Are you a financial grumbler? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Yesterday, I talked about how financial grumbling reveals a distrust of God's goodness and a dissatisfaction with His provision. Today, we'll dig deeper. Grumbling exposes dissatisfaction with God's sovereignty or our lack of financial faithfulness. It corrodes the soul and is contagious. Grumbling blinds each day's mercies and trains the heart to look for problems. Unless corrected, our workplace, family, church, and ministry will be shaped by a culture of complaining. When tempted to complain, stop and look at the situation. What caused it? Was it debt, lifestyle inflation, idleness, or unrealistic expectations? Acknowledge your financial mistakes, then take corrective action. Seek wise counsel, take a Crown course. Learn how to increase your income or decrease your expenses, then set a goal to pay down your debt. Acknowledge God's presence and work, even if yet unseen. Recognize His faithfulness, generosity, and sovereign control. Thank Him for daily provision. Consider the gifts that He's already entrusted to you, like your health, family, friends, jobs, opportunities, talents, and more. Ask Him to supply your particular needs and to equip you for the challenges you're facing. Maybe it's a job loss, the discipline to pay down debt, or the motivation to make sacrifices today to prepare for tomorrow. After all, grumbling's not about money, it's about our heart. Are you struggling with credit card debt? Let Christian credit counselors help. They can create a debt management plan that is proven to work. For more information, visit online at crown.org/ccc. That's crown.org/ccc.